It's festival season across Australia, but along with the big gathering comes a less welcomed guest, the flu. Queensland has already seen almost 44,000 cases this year, 20% more than last year. According to Queensland Health, 86% of hospitalised patients with the flu were unvaccinated. The wise Azucena Carrasco spoke with President of the Pharmacy Guild of Queensland, Chris Owen, to find out more.
So we do have seasonal variability in between years about climate, travel, and the ability of gatherings to occur. So we know that during COVID we had a much reduced rate because a lot of people weren't coming into contact, but since then we've seen a gradual increase every year. And it is a little bit concerning that we do have a declining vaccination rate despite the fact that the Queensland State Government has made this vaccine available for free for everyone.
That's
so
right.
It is quite concerning, and we're looking forward to hopefully trying to find out some of the reasons why, or some of the motivations why people aren't going out and getting that vaccine.
Because in Queensland in particular, the flu cases are up nearly 20%. How does this compare to other states?
So the rate of infection is roughly the same, but what we're seeing uniquely in Queensland is the hospitalisations, and there's about 4,400 people that have been hospitalised in Queensland this year. About 85 to 90% of those being hospitalised have not been vaccinated. So, and you mentioned the 44,000 of those, 90% of people, of those confirmed cases, are not vaccinated. So we're seeing some very clear evidence that people who are being vaccinated are less likely to be hospitalised, and they're less likely to actually have a confirmed case of the flu. So I would like to think that Queenslanders are trying to do the right thing, but on the evidence of our vaccination rates, we are certainly behind our southern neighbours. And we would hope that, given that we're getting towards the end of the season, that there's never been a better time than now to try and go out and do your part and get that vaccination.
Okay, because if we can come back to that figure, which is 90% of flu hospitalizations in Queensland are unvaccinated, how strong is the protection the flu shot provides?
So it is important that within our body we have a natural immune system that is very good at fighting off disease. But every now and then we do need to re-up our protection. So if we don't have a body that is fighting fit, we haven't done our exercise to build that strength up in the system, then it is going to take longer to be able to fight that disease. So what the flu vaccine does, it provides a recent exercise for the body to be able to fight a similar disease. And that way, when the actual flu does come along, our body is ready, it recognises it early, and it has the memory cells to go out and fight that infection immediately. So it does provide for a much quicker response and a much heavier response to when those viral cells do come into contact with the body, which means that you don't get as sick and you are less likely to be hospitalised, and certainly much less likely for death.
So the vaccine, let's do this as a reminder, is free for all Queenslanders aged 6 months and older. So how easy it is for people to access it through their local community pharmacy?
So it's very easy to get it through the community pharmacy, but also through your GP or health clinics. For pharmacists specifically, we have a website called findapharmacy.com.au, and that has all the pharmacies linked to it and their available appointments. Alternatively, you can just walk into a local community pharmacy and ask the pharmacist or one of the staff in the pharmacy for the flu vaccine, and 9 times out of 10 they're happy to do it on the spot. So you don't necessarily need an appointment, but if it fits into your lifestyle that you want an appointment, go to the website. Otherwise, just walk into your local pharmacy and they should be able to do it on the spot.
So basically, even though we are in August, you're saying that it's still worth getting vaccinated now?
Absolutely. There's never a bad time to get a flu vaccination, even in summer. Particularly what we're seeing overwhelmingly in more recent years is those foreign influences. So if we have a northern hemisphere summer, and then they're coming here in summer or spring or autumn, that we are seeing a particularly high number of those introduced cases from overseas. So while our winter season for local transmission is getting its peak right now, this is no bad time. And certainly it provides you protection through the next 6 to 9 months as well.
Do you think that that is enough protection, definitely, for how much longer the flu season is likely to last?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, there is no bad time to get a flu vaccination. It does take about a week to get to its full effectiveness. So while we have a month left, there's still going to be residual protection that happens all the way through to the end of the year. So whether you get the flu vaccination in March or you get it in August, there's no bad times.
Chris Owen from the Pharmacy Guild of Queensland there, speaking with The Wire's Azucena Carrasco.